Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, August the 25th, 2013. This is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to absolutely destroy the mind of Satan. Destroy the demonic mentality. Destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. The mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, division. We want to eliminate that mentality among ourselves. We want to climb up out of that mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Goddess, the mind of Christ. As we climb into the mind of Christ, we will see that we must endeavor to cross all boundaries, racial, ethnic, religious, class, territory, and that we must organize together, come together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website and this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I am absolutely blessed for such beautiful sister to express such beautiful work. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let's now give thanks and praises to the Almighty Creator and the Almighty Creatress. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, the Lord Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting. The attribute of begetting is the attribute of the Father. Yahweh is Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word, African Hebrew, African Aramaic, the mother and father languages of the African Arabic language. Allah, found under the number 5927. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew-Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender, the one who ascends us, raises us up. The Almighty Father raises us up into his supreme mind of knowledge that with such supreme and most supreme knowledge, we may defeat the wicked system and their weak knowledge, and that we are enabled to bring in, manifest the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the same Almighty Father was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, the Almighty Father behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again. Moses refers to Yahweh, the Lord Yahweh, as also having the attribute of conceiving. To conceive is an attribute of mother, of sacred feminine. See, Yahweh is an African scientific term and word that describes the law of birth. Yahweh, Yahweh is Almighty Father begetting and Almighty Mother conceiving existence, existing, living life, giving birth to existence, existing, living, and life through this wonderful universe. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. I believe that number on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is 2454, kokmoth. That word, kokmoth, which is the word for wisdom in the African Hebrew language, is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is sacred feminine in the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20. We learn that our Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well, mother of creation, mother of the universe, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the word for a living, sacred, and holy entity. The word Ruach is the word in the African Hebrew language for spirit, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is sacred feminine. In the African Arabic language, her name, Mother Holy Spirit's name, is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah, we hear our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say. Properly understood, none but our mother Illa and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Illa is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5930 or 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. She is the feminine counterpart of Allah. She, Allah, spelled with an I-L-L-A-H, has to do with your occurrence and circumstance. And you see a series of feminine counterparts, Ola, spelled with an O, having to do with ascending. Mother, Holy Spirit, under these various titles, she ascends under the title Ola. And then under the title Illah, Illah, I-L-L-A-H, she, because we have ascended into her mind of supreme wisdom, we are able to change our circumstance and our occurrence. And with the supreme knowledge of Father Allah, the supreme wisdom of Mother Allah, we are able to bring in and manifest the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, changing our occurrence, changing our circumstance, defeating the weak wisdom of this no good rotten system of death, hell, and destruction. In Africa, in Kemet, in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, almighty mother behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua, HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. So I say, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. All of this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. In the last days, Yahushua, Mashiach, the Messiah would come on scene. And when we examine the definition of Yahushua, which means health, wealth, and prosperity, the masses of the people of the earth have been denied the equal access to the best of health care, have been denied access to the prosperity and wealth of the universe, prosperity and wealth and health of land, wealth, resources. So what is needed is deliverance and liberty or liberation. These are words that are part of the definition of Yahushua. Yahushua means liberty. To have liberty from the oppressor. To be liberated from the oppressor. Yahushua also means deliverance. To be delivered from the oppressor, from all oppression, from this wicked Babylon system. Yahushua also is defined as vengeance. The Almighty wants to take vengeance on this wicked system, vengeance on the wicked oppressor, because because the wicked oppressor has created a system of death and hell and destruction. And Yahuwah, known as Jehovah and Yahweh, but Yahuwah is defined as existing. So anything that goes against existing has incurred the wrath of Yahuwah. So Yahuwah wants to take vengeance on this system because this system and the oppressor is death and hell and destruction. And we are charged with rebelling against this system, rebelling against death, hell, and destruction, and following in the footsteps of Yeshua. Following in the footsteps of giving worship and praise to Yahuwah, which is to give worship and praise to life and existence and existing and living and all that pertains to life and existence and existing and eschewing or rejecting death, hell, and destruction. We want to examine a couple of Sunday school lessons and see what we can learn. We are in Nehemiah, but we have to set up this lesson. We're in Nehemiah, and what does Nehemiah mean? I want to see the definition of Nehemiah right quickly, because these words have definition and meaning, and only when we understand the definitions of the words, will we properly understand what the Most High is seeking to convey to us through the scriptures. Nehemiah, you pronounce it in the African Hebrew language, Nekemiah. Nekemiah, 5166, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means Jehovah comforts. Jehovah comforts. Now, Jehovah 3068, also pronounced, some of the scholars, Yahweh. Some of the other scholars pronounce that Yahuwah. Some pronounce it Yahuwah. YHWH, the four letters. I think it's called the tetragram. I'm not saying that correctly, but that's the word that describes the YHWH that is pronounced by some scholars Yahweh, some other scholars Yahuwah, some say Jehovah. But you replace the J with the Y and you get Yahuwah. But Yahuwah means existing and living. To exist is to live. To exist is to have life. So life and existing comforts. Why is that so important? Because all around us is death, hell, and destruction. All around us is a system that seeks to pump fear and make us uncomfortable, to try and continue to maneuver us into supporting the wicked ruling class, ruling families, and their wicked puppets by making us all the time uncomfortable. And so, Nehemiah means Jehovah comforts the poor, the working class, the masses of the people need comfort. And that word comfort in the African Hebrew language is nakam, 5162, to be sorry, to console, to repent, to regret, to comfort, be comforted, to be sorry, to be moved, to pity. We, the poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed, the downtrodden, we who suffer under the boot of this wicked system, we need the Most High to take pity on us and to alleviate the condition that we live under that has caused us so much pain and uncomfort. It means to ease one's self. So the Most High, Yahweh, is working through the universe to ease us from the condition of this wicked system, that we may be comforted, that we may have ease, that we may incur the pity of the Most High, the pity of Yahweh. You see, when you live in a system, under a system of death, hell, and destruction, the only thing that can comfort you is the opposite of death, hell, and destruction. The opposite of death is life. The opposite of hell is heaven. The opposite of destruction is to build, to construct. So destruction is negative, but construction is positive. So what we are talking about is the Most High Yahweh, working through creation, working through we who understand this message, bringing life where there was death, bringing heaven where there was hell, bringing construction where there was destruction. So we're talking about a people. See, Nehemiah in the scripture symbolically is reconstructing the African Hebrew Israelite nation for a purpose. The purpose is to construct and to build and to uplift, to ascend the people into the mind of the Most High, that they and today we may construct a creation, a city, a civilization that will build and uplift and comfort those that are in need of comfort, that we would alleviate the people of living under such a wicked system, that we, tapping in to the mind of Yahweh, will build for life and existence for all. So that's the definition of Nehemiah. Now in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27, we find the lesson for August the 18th begins, and the title for that lesson is Dedication of the Wall. So now they have, the African Hebrew Israelite nation have gotten to a point where they are building and have been building and constructing. Now they are about to build the wall. Let me go into this verse 27 of the 12th chapter of Nehemiah. And briefly see what we can learn from that verse. And then we want to go back out and deal with what is the purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And we want to find our purpose. So now, verse 27, Nehemiah, which means Jehovah comforts. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. The word dedication, you see, the African Hebrew Israelite nation are building their nation for a purpose. And we want to find our purpose in their building. When we see their purpose, we will find our purpose. Why, Israelite nation, are you building your nation after having been destroyed for so long? What is the purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation? So they are in a state of dedication. And the word dedication is Hanukkah. Hanukkah. The word is found under the number 2598 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The word is a feminine noun, the part of speech, feminine noun, dedication, consecration. So when you dedicate something, what does the word dedicate mean? It means the quality of being dedicated or committed to a task or purpose. That's what we're going after. The African Hebrew Israelite nation are set aside for a particular task or purpose. So they are dedicating at the dedication of the wall. The word wall, 2346, koma, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The part of speech, feminine noun. It means wall. And we know that the wall is for protection. The wall is to keep outside of the city that which you want to be kept outside of the city. And to keep inside of the city that which you desire to keep inside of the city. The word is used for maidens, meaning those women who are chaste and difficult to approach. You see, a city is likened unto a woman, the sacred feminine. You see, all the leaders are representative of the sacred masculine going into the city, going into the nation, going into the state, going into an organization. The state, the city, the nation, an organization. These, the church, the mosque, the cathedral, the synagogue, these are all feminine entities that the leaders, whether male or female, that the leaders may take on the spirit of the sacred masculine and go into the organization, the city, the state, the nation, with the word of the Most High, which acts as spiritual sperm, going into the ear, which is the represents the sacred tract, like a sacred womb, going into the sacred womb of the mind of the people, and the people are then empowered by this word from the Most High to get up and stand up and construct righteous works, righteous actions. So the city, the state, the nation is feminine, and the wall is feminine to keep the people chaste, to keep the people righteous, like a righteous woman, like the righteous sacred feminine. You see, this is science, sisters and brothers. The African ancestors studied the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.